You have interpreted the separation as a means which you have made for breaking your communication with your Father. The Holy Spirit reinterprets it as a means of re-establishing what has not been broken, but has been made obscure. The Holy Spirit is a thought of God, and God has given him to you, because he has no thoughts he does not share. You choose to listen to two voices. One for atonement. The other for the separation. The Holy Spirit was God's answer to the separation, the means by which the atonement could repair until the whole mind returned to creating. The atonement and the separation began at the same time. When man made the ego, God placed in him the call of joy. This call is so strong that the ego always dissolves at its sound. That is why you can choose to listen to two voices within you. One you made yourself, and that one is not of God. But the other is given you by God, who asks you only to listen to it. The Holy Spirit is in you in a very literal sense. It is the voice that calls you back to where you were before and will be again. The Holy Spirit will remain with the sons of God, to bless their creations and keep them in the light of joy. All things you made have use to him, for his most holy purpose. He knows you are not separate from God, but he perceives much in your mind that lets you think you are. All this, and nothing else, would he separate from you. The power of decision, which you made in place of power of creation, he would teach you how to use on your behalf. You who made it to crucify yourselves, must learn of him how to apply it to the holy cause of restoration. The Holy Spirit is the mediator between the interpretations of the ego and the knowledge of the soul. Its ability to deal with symbols enables it to work against the ego's beliefs in its own language. Its equal ability to look beyond symbols into eternity also enables it to understand the laws of God for which it speaks. It can thus perform the function of reinterpreting what the ego makes, not by destruction, but by understanding. Understanding is light, and light leads to knowledge. The Holy Spirit is in light, because it is in you, who are light. But you yourselves do not know this. It is therefore the task of the Holy Spirit to reinterpret you on behalf of God. You cannot understand yourselves alone. This is because you have no meaning apart from your rightful place in the sonship, and the rightful place of the sonship in God. This is your life, your eternity, and yourself. It is of this that the Holy Spirit reminds you. It is this that the Holy Spirit sees. God gave his teacher to replace the one you made, not to conflict with it. And what he would replace has been replaced. It is apparent that a mind split could never be the teacher of a oneness which unites all things within itself. And so what is within this mind, and does unite all things together must be its teacher. It must use all learning to transfer illusions to the truth, taking all false ideas of what you are, and leading you beyond them to the truth that is beyond them. All this can very simply be reduced to this: what is the same cannot be different, and what is one cannot have separate parts. The Holy Spirit, like the ego, is a decision. Together they constitute all the alternatives which your mind can accept and obey. The ego and the Holy Spirit are the only choices which are open to you. God created one, and so you cannot eradicate it. You made the other, so you can. Only what God creates is irreversible and unchangeable. What you have made can always be changed. It is the Holy Spirit's function to teach you how oneness is experienced, what you must do that it can be experienced, and where you should go to do it. It is possible even in this world to hear only that voice and no other. It takes effort and great willingness to learn. God's sons are as equal as learners as they are as souls. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the call to atonement, or the restoration of the integrity of the mind. When the atonement is complete and the whole sonship is healed, there will be no call to return, but what God creates is eternal. You have not made truth, but truth can still set you free. Look as the Holy Spirit looks, and understand as he understands. His understanding looks back to God. He is in holy communion always, and he is part of you. He is your guide to salvation.